Bring this meeting of Rockland County Board to order. Tuesday, July 12, 2016, 1:30 p.m. We're at the Regional Covenant Center, 101 Civic Way, in the law firm of Father. I'll order everybody turn off the cell phones. Okay, we are in conformance with the Nevada Open Meeting Law, and we all stand by the child who will lead us in the invocation and leading the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sometimes it's good to just observe a moment of silence for those who have died, and I'd ask you to do that. I was handed a note to remember several members of our Metropolitan Volunteer Police who have died recently: Marion Cooper, Art Cole, Robert Schwab, and Joanna Greco. We also remember those in law enforcement around our country who have died recently. And two people in Laughlin, a homeless man, Dwight Franken, who died last month, and as yet unidentified person found last night. We remember their lives and we pause for a moment. Some of you are old enough to remember the most famous Catholic preacher on TV, Bishop Fulton Sheen. And when he was asked why he did so well, he said, "I have great writers." And he said, "They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I don't have any one of them as my source, but I have an ex-convict friend in Illinois who sent this note to me this week. I have had my life saved by the police. I have also been unfairly treated by the police. So I see both sides. Not all police are bad. Not all people with mental health issues are bad. Not all black people, African Americans are bad. Not all white people are bad. People are both good and bad. Please remember that before you react. We all have to live on this planet. Let's try to make it a better place instead of a bad place. Amen."
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody will take their seats. Board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Laughlin Town Advisory Board may remove an item from the agenda to delay discussion relating to the time. And the organizational items, the approval of the July 12, 2016 agenda.
I'll second.
Are there any questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item B, approval on the June 14, 2016 minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. If you wish to speak to the board about this, about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. When you step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. The board retains the discretion to take additional public comments during times other than during a public hearing or during the public comment sessions. In all other instances, a citizen may speak on any matter before the board for consideration after receiving recognition and consent of the chairman of the board. Do we have anybody who would like to make comments on the agenda items? Okay, with that, we'll get into public safety agenda agency reports. A is the Laughlin Police.
How are we doing?
Doing good, John.
Good. Hey, you guys want to use the mic? It works. Good afternoon. If I don't know you, I've met you. My name is John Healy. I run the Laughlin substation for the past 3.5 years. I'll go over some statistics from the station, and then we'll talk about upcoming events and recent events. For the calls for service for the month, there was about 9.65% decrease down here. We had 365 calls for traffic citations. That was up a little bit. It's the summer months, which usually happens. We handled 577 traffic citations down here, another 9 up on the highways. And then we'll talk about the searchlight homes tomorrow. DUIs, or made 2 arrests for DUIs last month. And it's good to see the domestic violence arrests are down to 7. We booked after the river run. There was a lot of bookings, but this last month and for the month of June, we booked 37 people into the jail, and another 3 came out of searchlight. One citation was issued for juveniles down here, and then as the father talked about, we've had some recent incidents down here. The one at the bridge, that suspect was taken into custody immediately. The homicide that occurred on the bridge last month, that suspect was taken into custody immediately in Boyd City, and he has since been extradited back to Nevada for prosecution. There was a second one within the last couple of weeks that I'm sure made the news, where there was a Tropicana where a father left one of his adult children in a motorhome, and that person subsequently passed away, and we arrested him immediately and took him into custody. He's, I believe, still in jail pending prosecution. And then I can't talk about the one that occurred yesterday. We responded to a deceased body up in the desert area. So we'll wait for the autopsy outcome from Park County. Any kind of identification or anything like that will come from there. So at least 32 incidents, the major incidents, they're all major incidents, but the two major ones that we reported about, suspects were taken into custody within a couple hours or immediately. So, as I sit here today, as I sat here 3 years or 3.5 years ago, I still feel we're a very safe community. Some things are unpreventable, and you know, we can't prevent certain homicides or how things happen. We can't predict everybody's habits or what they do. And then we move forward and we follow up and investigate, and we take all information seriously, no matter if it's small or large, and we follow up with it. And we take it all the way to the end. You know, down here, we respond to every call for service, no matter what it is. We'll do that, and we'll continue to do that as long as I'm the station coming down here. A couple other good things coming up. We got National Night Out coming. You know, as I spoke about before, because I'm one person, but have 2 different districts to worry about. I have to worry about searchlight in Laughlin. So the National Night Out for Laughlin will be on August 1st. It'll take place at 6 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock. It'll be at the same place. Several years ago, we made a change and moved it to the pool, and it has since taken off. And we couldn't do that without the help of Silver Rider, the food bank, and all the volunteers that come out and help us. Metro volunteers, our own officers and civilian staff come out, and we'll do that on August 1st. August 2nd, which is the official National Night Out Day, that's a Tuesday. We'll do that one in searchlight. And that'll be the same thing, 6 to 8 p.m. So we welcome you. The flyers should be out. The billboards should be done in Riverside Park as they do every year. And we'll have the billboards posted out on Needles Highway this, probably hopefully by beginning next week. Okay? Then we got the big thing, 30,000 of your closest friends coming to town for the River of God. August 13th, we just had all the final meetings. Of course, the relationship we have with Chief Williamson is amazing. And we're in the process of aligning all the positions. We'll have plenty of overtime officers here working at the different different venues, the biggest one being the Harris Beach Party, which is about 7,000 to 9,000 people each night, Friday and Saturday night. Already met with their management, and they're on board 100%, and we're supportive of what they're doing, and we'll make sure we have the proper coverage down here for that. As you know, last year was the first year that we have allowed, the Coast Guard has allowed 2 launch points in Nevada, because it's always been in Arizona. So the 2 launch points for the River of God will be at the Pioneer Hotel, and then also at the Harris Beach. And we did it for the first time last year, and it went off perfectly, so I anticipate it'll be fine, and we'll have officers assigned there again. And then, think there was any talk about the recent major incidents. I don't think, hopefully I didn't miss anything. If there's any questions for me, I'm here to take them.
Thanks.
Thanks. Have a great day. Take care.
Okay. Highway Patrol. Black County Fire Department. Good afternoon, Larry Hayden, Black County Fire Department. I'm the Assistant Chief. I don't have a nice sheet to give you today because my secretary is sick today, so I had to write my own notes. Look at the computer myself. So Rescue 76, which is our station right next door, ran 96 calls during the month of June. Engine 76 ran 60 calls. That's a total of 156 for Station 76. Station 85 down the river ran 76 calls. So for June, the total was 232 service calls. I can't tell you how it broke down, and I can't tell you how many were fires, but I can give you the total numbers. As the chief said, or as Lieutenant Healy said, we're getting ready for the regatta. Our boat will be in the water, although we won't have primary responsibility on the water. We'll be running calls that aren't really associated with the regatta. Really, that's about all I have. I didn't miss last month because I was on vacation. I missed reading you, so I wanted to make sure I got there to make contact with you. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Good
seeing you.
Any questions I can answer for anybody? Anybody in the audience? Perfect.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Continuing with bringing you reports, the town manager, you have something today?
Maybe a few words. First of all, I'd just like to say how great this community has been doing this summer. I mean, 4th of July was over a week ago. I just want to say I experienced the rockets over the river for the first time. And what an event that really is. So my hat's off to everybody that helped organize that. Probably a lot of the casinos, and I'm not sure if all of it all, but I'm sure it was community-driven, the contributions that you need to raise money for fireworks. So what a great event that was. I think that was on Tuesday, Saturday, and the 4th of July. So what a spectacular that really was. And the flags. I can't forget the flags on the Needles Highway. So the American Legion and the Public Works crew of the Clark County. You know, kudos to them as well, because that takes a lot of work and effort to put those up for not just 4th of July. They do that several times during the year for I don't even know all the holidays, but I think several times a year they do that. So it really gives a big job to the community, which I think is very much appreciated. I have some more good news, and that is, I think the Needles Highway is finally open, at least one-way traffic going back and forth between here and the border. Prior to Friday, I think it was still closed, but since Friday it's been open to one-way traffic. And I think my latest report or update as of this morning, a few hours ago, Clark County Public Works is hoping to have the remainder of the pavement completed sometime this week. So hopefully both of the lanes will be open by the end of the week. And channel the culvert work is on the one work. So it will be needed work as needed. Lieutenant Healy stepped out already, but I'd like to, during this difficult time nationwide, I just like to say how much I appreciate and I think on the top board too, all the work that Metro does for us to keep our community safe, and not just for us, but for our residents. And I think sometimes they go think it was unappreciated. Last week I had my first sit down with my counterpart in Bullhead City, Toby Cotter. And a great man he is. We look forward to meeting periodically on a regular basis. A lot of the things that we do over here affects their side and vice versa. So it's good to have, we've been chatting on the phone and emailing, but we had our first sit down meeting last week. And we look forward to working well in the future on projects that involve both communities. So I look forward to that. And you know what, every week I'm meeting new people. I'm going to be going to the airport, I think, next week. I met with Paul Stewart yesterday at the Colorado Food Bank. Every week there's new people, and I welcome that. So I look forward to meeting, as long as it takes, everybody in the community. But, whether you volunteer or work in one of the organizations out there. We're all working together in making this a better community, so I look forward to meeting everybody eventually. That's my report.
All right, thanks, sir. Back on me, one reclamation, Jay. Great.
Thank you. Greg Turner, Buckhead Water Reclamation District. For the month of June, we treated on average 2.15 million gallons a day. We returned back to the Colorado River, and that is 140,000 gallons a day less than June of last year. So it's down. We didn't have any sewer service complaints or odor complaints, and we did have 37 public breakdown tickets. We're still continuing to do construction down there at the plant. We're having some of our clarifiers and some other processes, and over the next couple of years, we'll still have other fires. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Water District. Colter. Everybody's not here. Platte County Senior Center. Here. Buffalo Chamber.
Shimmick.
Buffalo Library. Yes. Okay, community projects and concerns. Nevada Energy Governmental Affairs, Chelsea Campbell. Provide an update report from UV Energy.
Like I said, Chelsea Campbell from UV Energy. We're going to provide you a quick update on a couple of things. The first on the progress of the sale of land of the Mojave Generating Site. Also, a shift in how we handle our energy efficiency program for the community, as well as the professor who's here with me, who I know a lot of you know, will be giving an update on what's going on with some of the equipment that's coming in, as well as reliability for the next couple of months. So just to get started with the Mojave Generating Plant, so we've identified a broker, which is a good thing, because now this means that we can move forward on actually selling the land. We've also submitted a parcel map to Clark County for approval and review. So those were two big things that needed to happen right around this time. So we're still moving forward with the timeline of selling the land in the third or fourth quarter of 2016. And also we are, ourselves along with the other co-owners, are working on scheduling another open house, town hall type forum like we did I would say 7 to 9 months ago, I think, at this point. So we'll announce that as soon as we confirm the details on that event. But the goal of that event is just to provide updates to the community where we're at, how things are progressing, and you know, what's going on with the site. The second thing is actually a great thing for our residents. So in the past, we had different types of energy efficiency programs. And so it was confusing for a lot of folks, you know, what was Share, what was Empower, what's, you know, the AC Tune-Up. And so now we have an umbrella for all of these programs called PowerShift. And if you actually log on to our website, you know, go to NV Energy, go to Energy Efficiency Programs, you'll see that we have so many different programs that are available for residents. In fact, we've got one program now that we've always had, but now it's a more cohesive program that can actually save folks about $100 on their power bill. And that's just because a couple of things. One is that most people don't know that we offer a free thermostat if you sign up for one of our energy efficiency programs. Like I said, it's completely free. There's no gimmicks to it. But you're able to program a thermostat off your phone, off your computer. You know, if you're on vacation and you notice that, oops, I forgot to turn off my AC, you can go in through your computer, your phone, and change those settings. The other thing is we also have AC air conditioning rebates that a lot of folks can use to save money on getting a new AC, getting a tune-up, those types of things. So, like I said, just go on our website and the Energy PowerShift, or you can always call at 702-402-5555. We're also going to be sending an article or included in any newsletters, any type of print media. That way, it's, you know, the folks can learn a little bit more our fabric. So that will be forthcoming in about a week or so. So my part is done. I'm going to call Jeff Rorschach so that you can give his update.
All right, my name is Jeff Mercer. I'm the line supervisor down here. I've been down here for the last 4 years now. A little update on our reliability. Our new transformers will be here. The first one will be here November 5th. We'll have that one in service hopefully by December 5th. The next one, our second one comes in December 5th. We'll have that one in service by the end of the year. So we should, we'll have two new transformers by the end of the year in service, boosting our reliability there. As of right now, the transformer we have in there right now, main one, is running just fine. We have no problems with it. We just installed a monitoring system that takes samples of the oil about every 15 minutes, send it uptown, they analyze it, and the transformer system seems to be doing fine. Also, we entered into a contract for backup as of right now through Davis Dam and WAPA. They can supply us and also the CNEs as a backup too. So if the transformer does fail, WAPA can pick up the whole town temporarily while we'll be switching the needles to help. So far this year we spent over $1.5 million on maintenance, updating a bunch of stuff, cable on the ground, transformers, stuff like that. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's time, Irene Mavis, Defense Coordinator, Clark County Office, Energy Manager, to discuss the Community Emergency Response Plan for the Commerce Block. And welcome to town meeting.
Board members and members of the audience. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Irene.
So happy to see you sitting in that spot.
Always good to see you.
I was, Brian and I have known each other for about 25 years. Go way, way, way back to our early days at the county, and I'm so happy to see him in this spot. And, after working with Jackie for so long, about the same amount of time, and Deborah, it's great to see that you have a perfect replacement for them. So we'll get on with it. I'm here to present to you today the Laughlin Community Emergency Response Plan draft. This is the first draft that you're seeing, and happy to work with you all as we go to finalize the plan and get it in a final condition that the board is happy with. If you would like to see a copy of the plan, you did pick it up from that table. There, I have a stack of them. I brought about 40 copies with me today. And I'm going to take just a few minutes because I know you have had a lot to talk about today. How we decided to go forward with this plan in terms of incorporating it into the emergency operations plan for Clark County is to actually include it in what's called the annexes of the plan. We have the basic emergency operations plan of the county, and then we have a number of annexes for different subject matter areas. I created a new annex called Annex Z for a community emergency response plan, knowing that Laughlin will not be the only area of Clark County that will request their own plan. We have some other towns that will come on board with the same concept and will have a similar plan that fits their community. So yours is the first one in this annex. And this does two things. It helps it be a separate document on its own when it needs to be, and it also is fully incorporated into the county's plan. So the next time we do a full update that is adopted by the Board of County Commissioners, your annex, your plan will be included in that update. For that reason, there isn't a lot of detail like cell phone numbers and personal information about community members, or, you know, a lot of names in this plan, personal names, because those change. We have changes in town board members and leadership and in committee members, and so it doesn't make sense in a document that only gets updated every so often to have that level of detail. So a little later on, I'm going to talk to you about how we can address that in a separate document that can be more fluid and easier to update. And will also, I think, meet your needs as a town board and as a community. So the plan is divided into eight sections. We have a community and demographics section, a purpose and scope section, scenarios and assumptions, roles and responsibilities, a section that talks about public communication during an event and emergency notification, shelter and evacuation, resources, and emergency contacts, which are the key elements that I talked about the last time I was here, and also ones that were requested by previous town manager and yourselves as the town board as really important things that you wanted to address in the plan. Next slide, please. So why did we do a separate plan for Laughlin? Because it makes sense. This is something that had been talked about for quite a while. I know I talked to Fred several years ago about this. It was the desire of the community to move forward with a separate plan for the reasons listed here. Your unique geography and location, your unique population, the makeup of your community is very different than many other communities across Clark County. The importance of a tourist-based economy, your town, among the outlying towns, tourism is probably more important than some of the other things that they rely on. We also felt it was really important to incorporate the town's input and your input. When I did that workshop back in August of last year, and we did that strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats discussion, we talked about what resources are available in the community, what are the gaps in the community. All of that has been incorporated into this plan. So all of your input was taken into consideration and put into the plan and highlighted. This plan is also based on what's called a whole community approach. That is a federal term that is used. FEMA uses it. It's a concept that was developed by this administration through the Department of Homeland Security to talk about a ACA responsibility at all levels and from all sectors in emergency preparedness and emergency response and in the recovery phase of an event. So that each individual, each business, private sector, nonprofits, every aspect of the community can come together and play a role and have a stake in making sure that response happens well, that preparedness happens so the response happens well, that preparedness happens so that recovery happens well, and then everybody goes back to as close to normal as possible. So next slide. So the issues we addressed in the plan, and this is a combination of things that were specifically requested by the town board when I first met with your safety committee, when we talked to the town board, previous town board meetings, when we talked with the town manager's office, and what we heard from the residents in the workshop. Again, acknowledging Laughlin as a unique community. The fact that coordination among agencies and among government and the citizens was very, very important. Communication, making sure communication happens well, timely, often, early, all those things. Linkage to other plans, that this wasn't just a plan flopping after with no connection to anything. It was really aligned with the county's plan, state plans, federal plans, our hazmat plan, our hazard mitigation plan. All of these are supposed to work in concert to give you the resources that you need in the case of an emergency. And that it cover natural and man-made threats, both. That it cover and address clearly roles and responsibilities for whoever's involved in the event. That it acknowledge that there are existing resources that we can use and rely on in the community, that there are resource gaps, that things you may need from across the river or from town, from Las Vegas. We also wanted to make sure we included key contacts that folks could call in an emergency. And also come up with basically a set of actions that everybody who has a role can take in the preparedness, response, and recovery phases of an event. So we're down to the last slide. So we'll talk about next steps and preparedness actions. What I'd like to do now is initiate a time period of your choice for review and getting feedback on the draft plan. I'm happy to come back at your next meeting and talk about it again in the public forum if you think that that's necessary. If you want to just feed input to Brian, anything that doesn't run us afoul of open meeting law in terms of commentary, you may want to assign your committees that you have already formed to take a look at it and provide feedback. I brought enough copies for everybody who's here today. You can post it on your website. Anything that you want to do to garner feedback and input would be much appreciated. I think it would be good to further develop and secure contact information. What I mean by that is any contact information that you would like to have that isn't necessarily appropriate for public display, you may want to decide to keep that in a separate document that is not made public. This is going to go on the county website, potentially. This is potentially going to be seen in an open forum. We don't typically post our appendices and our annexes on the website, but I've seen things that we put out by our office in a meeting that was supposed to be confidential that ended up on a website somewhere. So if it's intended to stay confidential, we'll keep it confidential, but we want to make sure we don't have things like home phone numbers, home cell phone numbers, home addresses and things like that, and anything that we would put out in a document that potentially could be released out to the public. Another thing that can be done, and maybe at the committee level, maybe just encouraging this informally, is developing home and business emergency plan templates and promoting the use of an app that my coworker Misty is going to tell you about in just a second. Same with the supply list that we would want to include in a resource book. The use of the emergency phone app can also be used for the supply list. And what I'm proposing is that we complete a Laughlin Emergency Resource Guidebook. You do have the guidebook that was very, very useful that was prepared in 2013. I used a lot of those phone numbers in the plan. But I think we can expand on that, and we can make it so that it's easy to update, so that you're not having to reprint every time you update, or that it would be a problem if it became a public document. You can do things like add maps to it if you wanted to talk about evacuation routes later on or where shelters might be located. You might be able to augment that resource book and expand it so it's more of an emergency guidebook than just a resource list of phone numbers. I think it would be also good for Brian and yourselves as the town board to further develop the nonprofit, private sector, and government relationships component. Keep talking to the chamber, keep talking to the casino security chiefs, keep talking to the apartment folks. Remember what happened last summer after the boil water issue. We found out some communications challenges with the apartments and public notification. We've been working in our office on that extensively. I think it would be great to circle back and make sure that's been addressed so that we don't have a gap there in the future. Just for Brian's benefit, one of the things that we found out is a lot of the folks that live in the apartments didn't receive notice of that boil water order because they didn't have a smartphone. And so those alert notifications, if you have a certain kind of cell phone, it doesn't pick it up. Or you might be out of the service area for the wireless communication that was developed. So we're working on our notification process to be more inclusive, but also we need to make sure that the apartment owners and managers provide better internal processes for notifying their residents, and I think they're working on that. The other thing that we're going to conclude with at the end here with something that's been very, very important and brought up in many, many forums as we've been talking, especially by the residents, is the idea of CERT training, community emergency response team training, emergency preparedness outreach events, and including training on the plan itself. Being able to go through in detail, talk about the plan, you know, we put it on paper, but is it workable? Does it make sense for your community? Is it something that you might want to practice as a town board or as a community to make sure those things work? And you don't want to find out it doesn't work in the middle of an emergency. So I'm going to ask Misty to come up, just in conclusion, to talk about the preparedness app that has been developed for Southern Nevada and opportunities for CERT training for your residents.
If I could, one thing that we had also looked at adding in, once this is completed, is an actual tabletop. And then going forward every year in September, which is emergency management month, having an exercise here at the County Government Center utilizing the plan once it's completed.
Great. Yes, we can make that more clear in the plan. Absolutely. My name is Misty Richardson. I'm the Preparedness and Recovery Coordinator for Clark County's Office of Emergency Management. And as such, I spend a great majority of my time working in communities to help our residents prepare for emergencies on a personal level. On page 2 of this annex, it mentions Laughlin has always had volunteers willing to pitch in and do whatever might be needed. And trained volunteers will be necessary during any type of emergency in town. And we have found out last year with that boil water alert that we could have used some of these volunteers. So the CERT program, while it is a countywide program, is not administered through our office. It is administered through the City of Las Vegas's office. And I have arranged with them, as of this morning, to get 3 tentative dates to bring the training to this community. I have a date in September and 2 dates in October. And the extent of this training is 2 full days of emergency preparedness training, not only for yourselves and your families, but also for your neighbors and in the community. So I will be working with Ms. Oaks and the Safety Committee to deliver that training and to get it advertised once we find a venue that works for that. There are some particularities because there's a search and rescue aspect to that. So they have to be able to do building searches. So it's taking us just a little bit to get the venue locked down, and once we do that, then she'll have the information to be able to publish. On a personal note for many of you, I push the fact that you need to have a personal emergency plan. Outside of having a community plan like this, we need you to be prepared as individual residents to be able to care for yourselves in your home during times of emergency. Now, understanding that not everyone has smartphones, there are a few that are moving that direction. We have an application now that's available where you can build your own family emergency plan that's specific to your own needs in your home. And the name of that plan is Southern Nevada Community Preparedness App. And you can search through that on iPhone as well as Google. And if that's not something that you have available to you with a smartphone, then we also have hard copy guides so that you can begin to build your plan. That's most critical. I heard that we have several events that are going on in this community with the National Night Out. I want to make sure that we once again tell you that our office is available to come to your community and bring preparedness materials. We worked with Constable's office last year, and we are more than available at any time with a couple of weeks advance notice to come to these types of events, as well as come to your planned communities. You may have a senior center that we could come to, a library presentation. I can go to assisted living homes or HOAs. All of those are options for us, and we are willing to do that. Evenings and weekends are not a barrier. We can work those schedules out. So if anyone's interested in doing that, we will make it a priority.
Thanks, Misty. Any questions for Misty?
Yes, has there been any conversation about coming to the National Night Out? I think that would be a really good fit. Unfortunately, Lieutenant Healy's already
No, but what I will do, whenever I leave here, is I will send an email to their crime prevention outreach people and see if there's a schedule that we can get on.
Yeah, I think that would be a great fit for that, because that's law enforcement that
sure.
falls under the guise of that. Thank you.
Yes. Name of that again, please. Southern Nevada Community Preparedness. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if this would be in your realm, but I have asked at the Senior Center, some of the many of the people that come to play cards are worried about the present state of affairs in the country, and they wonder if we could have some kind of training at the Senior Center in case of a lone shooter incident. And I asked the director, I never heard back.
Well, what I can tell you is that while the majority of the time we're talking about preparing for natural disasters, those also cross over to terrorist types of incidents where you would need to be able to care for yourself. But though we don't provide that training necessarily, we work with Metro, and they do have people that can come in and do that.
So then I probably should just pursue that with the Senior Center.
You could actually have your Senior Center, if you'd like to speak to me afterwards, contact me, and then we can work that out.
Yeah, because you know, you have 40 to 45 people, seniors, frail in many cases,
yes.
And with, I guess, what they call soft targets.
Well, vulnerable populations for certain, yeah, certain.
So that was the concern.
Okay. Anything else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my smart panels. Couple items. One on your app, we several of us have downloaded that.
Okay.
It does give us weather alerts. Would it also give us other emergency alerts?
It absolutely will, and thank you for asking that. On this application, it not only will give you constant real-time weather alerts if there's something happening in your area, it will also give you information if there is an evacuation that's happening or a lockdown or road closures. All of those things do come up on the application. Okay, if the information isn't provided to the administrator to input that, yes. So those things we need to be made aware of.
Right. Excuse me. From now on, let's set up the point because we're not catching you on the mic. And I think you have to write your name, but for the record, you can say it's Ben.
Martin Knaus, KNAUSS, 3826 people in court. Yeah, the question really was on the alerts on the app. Also, on that app, there's a lot of data for sites like police substations and things like that. Nothing down here. It's Henderson and Las Vegas. That's it.
That might shut itself.
We're not on those lists. There's also, and Ken, if I can take this chance, there's a web-based system called Southern Nevada On Alert.
Yes.
It's kind of a voluntary reverse 911. It's kind of what we figured out. From reading through it. Is that still active?
Absolutely.
Okay, will these type of emergency situations be rolled out through that? Because none of us, at least I've signed up for it, I know some other folks have, we never received alert on. So maybe we've not gotten to that level of emergency.
You actually can almost self-program that website for checking off which ones that you want, which if you want flood information, road closure information, there's a drop-down menu on Southern Nevada On the Alert. And then in the Southern Nevada On the Alert, it asks you for your zip code, And so it should give you all of the alerts for all of the events within that zip code for the things that you check. So if you check flash flood, if you check road closure, and whatever, it should show up. So we can also double check and make sure that it is picking up outlying areas like Laughlin, because maybe it's not, maybe somehow
it's not. The city of Las Vegas.
Well, the city of Las Vegas, Henderson, and the county are all partners on that website, so we can easily check that for you.
Yeah, I emailed somebody on it, did not receive a response, and it was the city of Las Vegas. Can I ask a couple questions about your presentation while I'm here? Okay. There's something in there called Communicator MXT. Is that something that we haven't been able to find a read on?
There is information on the website, but it's an internal to all of the local governments tool, and that is one of the tools that we use for emergency notifications among agencies and to the public. The wireless emergency alert piece is the public alert, okay? But the Communicator NXT would allow us to notify Brian and his staff, commissioners, Metro, anybody who's in our system as a responder.
Under the list of emergencies, there was one called infrastructure. Would power outages meet that?
Yes.
Okay. That's fairly important. Also, public forum. I'm assuming we'll have a public forum on this eventually at the end.
Yes, that's what I would like direction from the town board on, how you would like to have, if you want to consider this a public comment period and then come back at a future meeting or a special workshop, at the pleasure of the board.
My suggestion is have it in the late afternoon or early evening. This time of day, people work, things can't show up. I hope people do still work. The other question I had, there was one more on tabletop. You mentioned the tabletop, Kevin.
Yes.
My suggestion would be you have a real-world emergency situation that occurred last summer, the water. Use that and see how it would really work.
See
in
how
this situation.
You effectively
combated
and filled the gaps.
I wasn't actually here,
yeah.
But I know it was chaos. Many people said it was chaos. I wasn't here. Okay, I did actually, I was out of the country, and I actually got a message on my phone from the water district, but some people didn't.
Yeah.
So it was inconsistent. So I guess, how would this apply?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Would that make it smoother?
That we've already been through.
Innocuous that we've never seen before.
And I know also the Southern Nevada Health District has used that as a model for their emergency plan. So it would also, I think, help them to refine what they have as well. So I think that's a pretty good idea.
And as you know, I believe one of the biggest failures now was the ability to reach the multifamily units because it was a weekend or Friday night.
And we've done a lot of research or a lot of contact to fill those holes. And I think that the HOAs and stuff are a lot more cognizant of, because someone cares.
Right. So you can't let them go to sleep again.
Yeah.
And then, because in your plan also, it talks about how to disseminate door-to-door, but it doesn't say who's actually going to be in charge to do that. I'm assuming that because the Metro would be the incident commander, they would probably do it.
Yeah, the only entity that is allowed to do two is door-to-door is a fire and Metro. And so whoever's incident command would assign that to whoever makes sense, because we've seen it both. Usually in a fire situation, it's fire. In a flood or other situation, it's Metro. Thank you.
Okay, are there any more questions?
I have a comment. If just so that the community is aware, a lot of work has gone in, and I appreciate everything that you guys have done. Another point that I just want to make going forward is the CERT train. That's been kind of a long haul, and I will tell you, you were able to accomplish what has never been done before. Because it has to be administered by the City of Los Angeles, and it has some federal guidelines that are required, everyone has always had to go to Vegas, and that's a big deal for those of us here in Laughlin. It's a two-hour drive, and it's broken up, over several days. So the idea was originally when we had spoken is to bring that person down here. Now, that concession has never been made. come and these ladies put that together. So I just really want, I'm hoping that the community really takes advantage of that, because yes, it took us a little bit longer, but I think it is a more efficient use of our time, of the instructor's time, and you know, hopefully we'll get more input from the community. But it's never been done before. They've never made those concessions. So I appreciate you two ladies for getting that accomplished, because that's a major work.
Just in closing, I want to thank you all for the opportunity to work on this plan. It's been a pleasure working with the town board and with the town manager's office. I'm so sorry that Jackie and Deb are not here to be able to say this in person, but I really appreciate all the support we received from them and their staff. And thank you so much to the community, too, because we wanted this plan to be a true reflection of yourselves, your concerns, your ideas, the resources that you bring as a community. And we're so grateful that you were so open with us so that we could go off and write a plan that makes sense for your community. We hope that we hit all the marks. We hope that everything that you wanted is included in this plan. If it's not, please let us know. We will make whatever adjustments are needed to make this the right plan for the town of Waffle. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Our zoning, our previous zoning actions.
Well, do we want to make a decision what we want to do at table for a public hearing later, or do you want to take action?
I think you and I need to sit down and talk and figure out how we're going to structure this.
It's a town board decision.
Do we want to open to any discussion amongst the board for the time being on carrying it forward?
I'm not ready to talk about it right now. So.
Okay, so do we want to table it till next
week? Yes.
And my comment, the only comment I would have is my personal opinion is to take this to almost like a town hall meeting or a workshop. It'd be one thing if it were on committee, but I think it encompasses a great deal more in the community for everyone to have input and to get an opportunity to review it and have input and comment for it.
We're happy to do whatever works for the community. Since we started with the safety committee, if you want us to come talk to the safety committee about a strategy for how to roll this out, what kind of workshop you'd like to see, and then bring it back to the town board in August for further discussion and approval, and then schedule something for later in August. We don't have to wait for a town board meeting if we do a separate meeting. Whatever works for your staff, Brian, or we could do it in September as a preparedness month activity. Whatever makes sense for the community, we are happy to come do. As Misty said, we are happy to work outside of normal work hours and get this done for you all. Thank you.
I would also like to see each one of the committees, the standing committees, to have an opportunity to at least digest what's in the document. So each committee has a position with their thoughts. From my standpoint, from Public Works, we would think about it one way, David would think about it a different way, and our committee people should have an opportunity to come up with a consensus to give to the chair to bring to the town board.
I totally agree. That's a great idea.
Irene, thank you very much for coming down. Okay, looking on to zoning. Previous zoning actions, there were none. There was current zoning actions, there are none. And with that, we'll get into community reports. Community development is not here. Parks and Recreation is not here. Public safety.
A lot about public safety today. Basically, just waiting going forward with this report and where things are at now. I think I'd like to get, since this came out today, get this disseminated and then do a special call meeting for input. Is this on a digital format? Do we have this? So that we could email this?
Yeah.
Brian?
Well, we have the Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah,
okay.
We can do.
So awesome.
And we post this on our website too, if that's your question.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is to email this to my committee and also the other committees for review. And once they have a little opportunity to do that, then to have a special call meeting.
Yes,
this
one
on it. Okay. So that's what now we will be doing.
That sounds great. Anything else?
And at that, and also with, I'll keep coordinating and find out from Misty the dates for the CERT training so that we can get that advertised and get I'd love to see a really good turnout for that because, like I said, they're coming here and that has never happened before.
That's great. Okay, as far as Public Works is concerned, we did have a meeting last month, but before we did not have a meeting because we had a forum, which was the first time in 5 years that happened. So we covered our normal activities. There was nothing of importance that I can report right now. We do have a meeting coming up a week from Thursday, and I'm hopeful to have Black County Public Works here to discuss a few areas that I think are important. One of them would be the intersections of Thomas Edison and Bruce Woodbury. There are solutions that don't cost a lot of money, and I think I'd like to get that started. And hopefully we can do that at our next meeting. Other than that, I don't have anything else to offer.
Brownlee, we had our social services meeting in the month.
Can I hear you with your mic on?
Yes, it's
working out. Speak in the mic. Speak in the mic.
I am speaking in
the mic. The mic has come out. We can't hear you.
Is that better?
No.
It's not on. Anyway, I'll speak loud, okay?
Yes.
We had a meeting in June, and instead of sitting in this room, now we have to back it down. Thank you.
Instead of sitting in this room, we went to the food bank for a tour of their facility there. And it was most interesting, the fact that those people are able to put out 52,000 meals a year on an annual budget of $122,000 is absolutely beyond remarkable. They are driven entirely by volunteers who come down there religiously and work on their own dime. Very giving and generous environment there. I would say to you that if you have extra clothing, women's, kids, men's, and instead of taking it to Salvation Army across the river to take it to the food bank, the same with food. They work on very skinny margins. So if you have any in the pantry that is almost to expiration or a little bit over, that's fine. Take it to the food bank. That's one of the best things we have down here. Because we have a lot of people on the margin, and these people help fulfill the promise to keep everybody on an even keel. Our next meeting is next Tuesday. Unfortunately, we will not have a forum, so that will be deferred until the month of August. For that, my report's done.
Okay, comments by the general public. This is a period for the public to comment on items within the jurisdiction of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board. Not appearing on this agenda. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of their comments, this will be done by the chairman of the board by majority vote. When speaking during a specific item or during the public comment session, please step up to the speaker's podium. Please state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record and limit your comments to no more than 3 minutes. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. James, you have something to say?
Is it on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. It's got a red light, but I'll ensure. My name is Jim Motley. I live at 1838 Oasis Court. I was out of town last month when came out in public information that you were going to discuss abolishing the committees. And I had to be out of town for medical, and that, by the way, that's my friend didn't have a quorum last month. It really amazed me that that would even be considered, because as you heard from the lady who did the presentation, Laughlin is a very unique community, and we have a multitude of retired expertise down here. And I don't know about the other committees. I know that the Public Safety Committee has worked on a number of things, but the Public Works Committee is on top of your roads. They do regular patrols. They go out and look at night to see where streetlights are out. They flag them so that when the crew comes down here from the county during the day, they can fix the lights that they can't tell are working or not, and things of this nature. But besides that, we patrol all of your streets and file regular reports with Clark County, and you have had a number of improvements down here that are a direct result of that committee. And it just amazed me that there was even a consideration about doing away with it. And so that's basically what I have to say, because the other thing I heard that there's going to be a decision made out of Las Vegas. And in my opinion, there's too many decisions made out of Las Vegas without input from down here. And I'll give you a classic example. Is you have an elected town board now, where we used to have a straw vote. And ironically, we got a county commissioner who didn't like that idea, and he did his thing. Well, the community rebelled, and now we have to go through the trouble of having a full-blown election. And it's nice to keep things simple in a small community. But Laughlin is a very unique community. It's not like any other community in a rural area in Nevada that I know of. And it should be treated as a unique community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
If I can address that.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, we all know how much I adore you. So let me just address some of this, that because it was what I had brought forward. And it wasn't a matter of necessarily abolishing the committees. It's the format that they currently sit in now. So what I'm hoping to do in going forward is to bring that committee business into a more public forum. So it's not just sequestered in a committee amongst the five or seven people that are there. So my hope is that those type of things that are from Public Works, that are from Public Safety, that are from social services, from community development, are put out in a meeting like this where everyone can attend and where everyone can have that input instead of it just being on a committee and then waiting for the report to come from those individuals on the town advisory board, which is unusual because it used to always be the committees gave the report, not the members on the town board. But we've had difficulties with staffing to be able to accomplish that. So my hope is those projects and those things that the committees are doing will still continue to be done. And those concerns like the public safety, emergency management plan, those things with Public Works will still be done, but everyone will have the input. Our town board meetings will be much longer, but everyone will have the opportunity to address those things and be more aware, and I'm hoping it will actually increase involvement instead of 5 to 7 members with each committee.
Can I respond to that? People know that the people that care in this town know that
we've already made a comment.
You have to go through the microphone.
Yeah.
You can't
mute. Never mind.
It's okay.
May I speak now?
I need a microphone.
I didn't want to usurp the gentleman. And Lori McBride, Laughlin, Nevada, McBride. I'm responding to what the gentleman said. I agree with him on the subcommittees. I know you. I know personally you've had problems with subcommittees. But I think it's the duty and the obligation of the representative from the board to the various committees to inspire and demand that the members of that committee produce, study, learn, and know what their responsibilities are on that committee. They can't continue with some of the activities that have been going on at these meetings. many of the committees do wonderful things. They are on top of things, and I think that is solely because their representative from the board demand that of their members. I don't think the subcommittee should put additional work on the office staff here, because each committee has a secretary. And the duty of that secretary, when she takes that title, is to produce the agenda, produce the minutes, and that they should be accurate. It's not the duty of the people in the office. They're not at the meeting. You have to demand that the people who volunteer to be on the committees do their job, know their responsibilities, know the laws that govern those subcommittees. And it's the duty of a member of the subcommittees to come here to this meeting and report to the board exactly what went on at their meeting. And that's the duty of the board, to ensure the citizens of Laughlin that those things are being taken care of. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone, any other comments?
My name is Tanya.
Tanya?
Tanya, take the mic.
Take up the mic.
Hello? Okay. My name is Tanya, and first of all, I'm a
last name for the last name.
Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. First of all, I'd like to say hello to Dr.
Paulson.
Welcome aboard. I'm Don Laughlin, and I are probably the longest living dinosaurs on the hill. My husband here and a couple other people since I've been here, but we were out here with dirt roads. Anyway, I missed a couple of meetings because I had to work. I am a business owner, and I'm also a volunteer at the food bank. Well, doing business is slow because of the death a couple weeks ago. One of the workers who helped me load one of the cases of water in Miami. I had a flat tire, but he was an awesome guy, and it's a loss for Laughlin. Anyway, a couple months ago, I brought up about Woodbury Drive and curbs and the drain sewers with the water drain. I missed a couple meetings because I did work. Did anything happen there? We tabled it 12 years ago. Did it come back up or not? I missed the meetings. When I brought it up, Mr. Dolan asked me. Okay, there's no answer. The next thing, I'm a volunteer at the food bank because of the loss of one of our workers a couple weeks ago. If any of you have plastic bags, you know, that are from Safeway, Walmarts, please save them and bring them to the food bank, because we are feeding approximately 1,000 people a day. And those bag the bulk groceries, cucumbers and potatoes and stuff, and we go through quite a bit, and we appreciate you saving them. They are no longer saving egg cartons because there's no eggs. Other than that, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anybody else would like to speak? Okay, the next possible meeting, the next possible scheduled meeting date is July the 26th, 2016. The next regular scheduled meeting is Tuesday, August the 9th, 2016 at 1:30 at the Regional Government Center on the Pacific Court of Laughlin, Nevada. Agenda items due no later than July 14th, 2016 and August 27th, 2016, respectively.